Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. It is Friday, 5:30 p.m. The weekend is here. Hope the work week wasn't too bad for anybody. But again, like I said, we are at Friday, 5:30, so it's time to celebrate a little bit. Very happy to have on the show with me today, Mrs. Sharon Moyer. Sharon, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'm very happy to be here.
All right. Well, Sharon, I know it's 2:30 by you or 3:30 by you?
It's 2:35 here.
2:30. All right. So you got a little more of the day left in the sun, and I'm sure after the show you're going to get out and enjoy it a little more. You've been calling us from Las Vegas, the Las Vegas area, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Very nice. And real quick, so we've had you on the show now for 6 episodes or so, and it always amazes
right.
me, you know, for this time of year, what is the weather like over by you guys now?
It is beautiful. It must be probably in the 80s, I would say.
Wow.
And
very
sunny.
Nice. And you know what? I think that's where you get your sunny disposition from, because
you seem
very positive at all times.
Thank you so much, Rob.
So, Sharon, why don't you share with us and anybody that is just joining us for the first time tonight on this episode, in this particular series, a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and, just a little bit about your, what did you do? What have you done? What keeps you going?
Okay. Well, I'm a former high fashion model for Las Vegas with the Lens Agency here, and I modeled in a bridal show and the Stardust Hotel and with Debbie Reynolds' Hat Show and the Desert Inn, and also did convention modeling with MGM Grand with Marshall Russo Fashions. And I was also Marine Staff Wife of the Year in California. My husband was in the Marines for 20 years. And I've done a lot of choreography and directing for beauty pageants and did a Models in Christ pageant in 1989. And I've just been involved with beauty pageants and dancing and all kinds of things, performing arts in all those years.
Very nice. Now, just to clarify, now you have moved to Las Vegas when you were how old?
I was probably about 19 when I moved to Las Vegas for the second time. I had lived here in my high school years, and we had moved back to Arkansas where I was born, and we came back again when I was about 19. And that's when I met my husband, Bob, at a disco here in Las Vegas called the Carousel Club. Actually, my mom met him at the Golden Gate Casino first. She was sitting at the bar having a shrimp cocktail, and my husband, she saw this handsome Marine, and they were talking, and she told him all about her daughter who was across the street dancing in a disco. So after she told him about me, he wanted to come over across the street and meet me, and that's how we met each other.
Wow, yeah. And again, every time you share this with me, I always, it's so surprising, and I know that I'm sure everyone that you tell that to is kind of in the same boat of, wow, it just worked that
They're
simple
amazed.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because there's people that walk around for, that never get that lucky.
That's true.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and so and now you two have worked together, lived together, done all these different things for, how long have you been married for now?
How long we've been married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've been married over 40 years.
Right.
And
we
work together. He makes the booklets when I write the chapters for my books. And then, of course, we started in 2004 writing these booklets. And he would produce them. And then I met my publisher in 2009. We both have published books.
Crazy.
We do everything together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you said that. I mean, the two of you seem super supportive of each other and what you do.
Right. Uh-huh.
Which I think is important in a relationship, right?
Very important, I would say. We like to do the same things, and we love to go out and go to shows and go dancing and do fun things, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, as far as the writing, and I, you know, that has been such a big mm-hmm. part of your life. I mean, you've been writing
yes.
for many, many, many years, and it started out as pamphlets, like you said, right?
That's right. These booklets are like 20 pages, they were, and my husband learned how to put them together on the computer, and I started writing
wow.
one after another, probably one or two a week anyway at that time in 2004. Mm-hmm. And then we met our publisher later on, you know, in 2009 here in Las Vegas.
Right. And now it started off as just the pamphlets, right?
It did, yes.
And then how exactly did that transform into the multiple books? I mean, how many books do you actually have out?
I have 6 published books with like 200 pages each.
Wow.
And each booklet is a chapter in my books. And I've written a lot more even since they were published, too. I'm
mm-hmm.
still writing today. Yeah.
So why don't you share with us a little bit of the breakdown of the release dates of the books and when they came out and how, you know, which ones you, you know, you really feel like people should know about.
Okay. Well, my first book was His Radiant Glory, and that was back in 2011 when this came out. I had 3 books that came out then, and that was each booklet was a chapter in my book, His Radiant Glory. And I even write about how I met my publisher and everything, Sherry Hauser from Glory Bound Publishing. I was invited to her publishing party. She had a very formal party here in Las Vegas. And my friend knew about my booklet, so she invited me to go and meet the publisher. And after I met Sherry Hauser, I told her I had about 82 booklets. Well, she wanted me to come and meet with her and bring all my booklets, so I did. And when she saw the booklet, she said, "Do you know you have about 6 books here?" I was amazed. I really was. And so my second book was Explosive Prayer, and I talk about, as I said before, I talk about the Twin Towers and how, you know, what a tragedy that was, and that we always need to pray for our cities because you never know what's going to happen. And we just have to have faith in God to believe he's going to protect us from danger. And I also share in Explosive Prayer about how God protected our son in Hurricane Andrew in Florida, who was there at the airport stranded for 3 days without electricity, without food and water. But God brought him safely through it. And do you want me to go on with my other 3 booklets?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Okay. The third book was Restoring the Tabernacle of David, and I talk about how I traveled across the United States doing interpretive dance and motivational speaking. And it all started back in probably in the late 80s, something like that. I've been many years traveling across America and parts of Canada. And the fourth book is Outpouring of Healing. And I shared earlier how I had started mentoring women that had gone through trauma, and I started healing streams with my friend Becky, who was a pro-life director in Mississippi, and she reached out to those girls that had gone through abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And also in number 5 book was Jesus' Blood is a Shield. I talk about the how we need to go beyond the neon lights in Las Vegas. We live here and need to go to the brighter light, which is Jesus
right.
Christ. And I talk about also my modeling career in this book and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6th book, Latter Rains of Glory, which is really funny. I talk about how I started writing Butterflies on Fire. I had a dream about butterflies flaming with fire. And that was my first booklet, Butterflies on Fire, which ended up being in my last book called Latter Rains of Glory. And this is about the inmates. We were like prison chaplains out at a prison in California.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go out there. I would see, and my husband would speak to the men out there. And he baptized actually 99 inmates in 2 years. But we were there for 10 years in the prison, reaching out to them. And these were like butterflies on fire, which were like new creations. And they were starting their life anew, and they seemed transformed completely. And what was so funny, our first book that I wrote was called Butterflies on Fire, and it was in the back seat of our car. And we had gone out, and we came back to the car, and there was a caterpillar on the Butterflies on Fire booklet, a real caterpillar. This is very hard to explain, but it was there. And that's exactly what the butterfly comes from, is the caterpillar. And so I thought that was very funny how that happened, too.
Absolutely.
It's been an experience writing these books.
That's what I meant to, that was where I was kind of going with this. So Sharon, you got to tell us a little bit about what it gives you to be able to express yourself this way on a constant basis. I mean, you say you write every day, so what?
I write every day, yes.
Right. What feelings overcome you during this? I mean, what are you going through?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand the question.
So basically, you know, what is it that drives you to write so much? I mean, what do you think it is?
I just love to write. I always have. I was president of a journalism club in high school. And it's a way of expressing myself, and it's like therapy,
sure.
I would say. And now I'm writing booklets called Restore America. I've written over 350 in the last 15 months.
Wow. And so what's the purpose of this now? What is this one?
I don't have it published yet. It's still under copyright.
Okay.
But it's about how we're going to see a change in America, positive changes coming, and healing in our land, which I believe completely.
Okay.
And as I said before, I actually heard a word 5 years ago that Donald Trump would be God's trumpet to America. And that's actually happening right now.
It looks to be happening, absolutely.
Yeah.
It certainly does. So let me ask you this then, Sharon, as we we do move forward with time and the way that you seem to be operating. I mean, you are always on the go, always on the go. I mean, as I said off air, you literally do not stop. So in the time that we had off between shows, I mean, you were doing singing appearances, you were doing interviews. Why don't you share with us a little bit about what you have been up to?
Okay. On New Year's Eve night, we met a reporter that was from the TV station here, our local station, SCA TV. We met her at a party, and she wanted to know how long we've been married and all that. So I told her, and she said, would you and your husband like to be on our Anthem Alive TV show? And said, we're interviewing couples that would like to be on there and that have been married for a long time. And I said, yes. And so she contacted us, and we had our interview February 12th for the Valentine session.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just shown last week, three times a day on the local TV station, about our interview and everything. And it went very well, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite an experience, too. And I even shared about Empire Publishing in New York City and about the radio programs, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's great. We appreciate the plug. So now with some of the singing events that you've had, right?
Pardon?
Which you've been singing now, how long have you been singing for?
Well, I've been singing probably for about 20 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing gospel music, and I have a gospel CD, which I made in 98. And then now I sing Patsy Cline songs and classic songs with the band AR here in Las Vegas area.
And you perform a lot with them as well.
I do, about every month. And we're going on a cruise. We were on a cruise in December, and I sing with the band in the Mexican Riviera. And we're going again in October, part of Mexico and all through California.
Very cool. Now, why don't you let people know, how are these public, you know, big cruise ships that people vacation on that you guys are performing on?
Yes, it's on Princess Cruise Lines. And
very
it'll be
cool.
On October the 8th through the 15th.
That's great. Now, what is that like, you know, singing on a cruise ship? Does Does where you're singing matter to you so much, or is it more of just that feeling of performing and entertaining?
I just really enjoy performing and singing and dancing and all of that. And so it's just a really honor and privilege to be able to do all these things on the cruise ships with the band.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. I mean, and again, it seems like, you know, the way that you mentioned that you were a model when you were younger, which actually, real quick, while we're on the topic of that, what did you take away from your experience as a model? Was there any life lessons that you would say you could pass on to other people from that experience?
Yes, I would think so. I was able to train other teenage girls about modeling and how they could build up their self-esteem, their self-confidence. I taught an inner and outer beauty class called Reflections of Beauty in California after I finished the modeling. And I also taught fashion modeling. I taught a lot of different things. And I had a beauty pageant that I did in California.
And do you think that may have shaped some of your faith in any way, shape, or form?
I think so, because I was seeing my dreams fulfilled that I'd had all my life. And even now today, I'm seeing those dreams fulfilled to be a writer and all the things that I'm doing. And I know it can only be God-given that it wasn't myself, that it was God's gift to me that brought these talents in my life.
Sure, yeah. I mean, and obviously we've discussed the work that you do in your speaking sessions with women and helping women who've endured traumatic situations. You know, it sounds to me, again, and not to harp on what you've done in the past as a model and an entertainer, obviously, but it seems to me like you genuinely have that feeling, that yearning to really help others.
Yes, yes, I really do. I have them on Wednesday night. They come over for the mentoring, the sessions, and just had one this past Wednesday night, and they really love coming over here. And I enjoy having them here, too, and I just have different girls that I have met over the years, and they've told me their life story, and so I try to counsel with them.
And you get pretty personal with them, right? I mean, they tell you some things that they probably wouldn't feel comfortable telling everybody.
That's true. They do. They know they can trust me.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think you got that from, that comforting aura about you?
Well, I just think it's my Christian life that I live. And, you know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is love and peace and joy. So I think through all the years that I have been serving God that I just have a heart for people and want to see them healed and restored and happy again. I guess that's what you would say.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I did want to congratulate you, too, on being a part of the Empire's 150 Most Outstanding Women's Director.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. Very cool thing to announce. You know, I got to say, obviously, every time we talk, either on air, off air, I'm always shocked at what it is that you're doing at the time, and you're always, you know, juggling three different things, and you're still very focused on working and performing and writing and your speaking sessions. So let me ask you, what do you appreciate about your work-life balance? I mean, when do you and your husband just, like, set a time and say, you know what, this is our time. We're not going to do anything for anybody else but us.
We do a lot of that. We like to go out to the shows, and we're going to see Tony Orlando in April at the South Point, and it is a fantastic show. And so we love good entertainment, clean entertainment.
Sure.
You know,
right.
Too.
Absolutely. Do you guys get to, and I may have asked you this in previous episodes, but as far as living in the Las Vegas area, and, you know, it's to everybody that thinks of Las Vegas, Sin City, all this madness going on, is it all of that, or is there that population of people that genuinely have a strong faith and like the laid-back lifestyle that, I'll say, the desert, the outlying area may bring?
I really think that the people that are really into Las Vegas scene are those, the tourists that come through here. But the people that live here more have a normal life of who go to church, and there's a lot of active churches around here, and they're really very full of life too, which I like.
So that's more of a common misconception, probably, of just the idea of Las Vegas.
Yes, yes, people have the wrong concept of it sometimes.
Sure,
I wouldn't want
yeah.
to live any other place. I do know that.
I, you know, and as I've said in previous episodes, I myself have not been out to Vegas just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But and just having a baby, I don't see myself getting out there anytime soon. But but you know, like I said, that misconception really of the debauchery and just the craziness of the area.
Yeah.
You know, I think it drives people towards it for some reasons, and then, you know, certainly probably keeps people away for other reasons.
Right,
but as you
right.
as you put it, though, you wouldn't want to live anywhere else, and, you know, that's incredible. So when it comes to getting back towards the women that you help out, now,
okay.
does that correlate with what goes on in we'll say, the crazy mentality of Las Vegas? I mean, are these stories of people that, you know, possibly indulge too much, or their, you know, their spouses or significant others are, you know,
yes,
indulging in that lifestyle?
Yes. Yes, I have some that have come off the streets and all kinds of things, and through abuse and divorce and sickness and all kinds of things
mm-hmm.
that.
And so how do you...
Pardon?
Oh, go ahead.
I say it's like coming to an oasis in the desert to come here to healing streams, which I teach in my home.
Sure, sure. And you teach with your pamphlets and with the books, obviously.
I do,
and
yes.
The books are available at hisradiantglory.com, right?
That's correct, yes.
And, I mean... When the women that you work with here are reading the books, do they sink in relatively quickly? Do they pick up on what you're trying to discuss and share with them?
Yes, they do. I know one of the women has purchased over 60 of my booklets.
Whoa.
She said it's the best she had ever read anywhere. She loves to tell me about it and tell others, which I appreciate very much.
Of course, absolutely. Well, that's the best way to get yourself out there. Now, with your appearances and your performances, do you
mm-hmm.
bring around books with you and pamphlets with you? How does that work? When
oh,
it
yes.
comes to, you do?
I do. I do book signings, and I travel as a motivational speaker, which is my desire to travel all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And see restoration in America.
Sure.
And I think
now,
I have a message to give. Mm-hmm.
How hard is that to try to make happen, though? I mean, what do you have to do physically, you think, to make that happen?
Well, you just have to have, as you say, the website, and also our publisher, GloryBoundPublishing.com,
mm-hmm.
is from Prescott Valley, Arizona. And she used to live in Las Vegas, and she moved there about a year ago. And so she also has our books on her website and our photos and everything. And she even has the radio show on there, too, my radio show.
Very nice. Again, we appreciate
so
the plug.
I do get promotions from her,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's great. And, Sharon, when it comes to staying motivated, staying inspired,
mm-hmm.
what else do you do to try to keep that positive mindset always going? That as I always comment with you, you always have that glow. Whenever we speak, it always sounds like you just had the best day ever. So how do you keep happy? How do you stay motivated and inspired and keep others the same way?
I think probably just having a good prayer life, for one thing, and reading the Bible, and because that just builds up your faith and restores your joy and your peace. So I would say that would be my answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Having
and
a wonderful
someone,
family like we do.
And again, I think that would be something that would easily contribute to that too.
Yes.
When you probably met people that come from, you know, very broken families and such,
yes.
and probably have a very bad outlook on a lot of things. what is your go-to in that scenario when someone comes to you and says, you know, I'm lonely, I, you know, this and that happened, how do I get out of my funk? What kind of answer do you give someone?
I just tell them the same thing that's helped me, is to read the Bible and have faith in God and learn to pray and just trust Him and not worry about the things you see happening around you, not to have fear, but to walk in faith instead of fear.
And how accepting are people of something like that? When you tell them that at a session, we'll say even, do they just right away welcome it, or you know, do you ever see a little bit of resistance with that? I mean, you know, it's got to be hard for somebody to kind of come in off a really bad path, and then have you say, you know, it'll get better this way, and this way, and then it's just overnight. You know, I'm sure there's that level of it's never going to happen for me, right?
Yes. There are some that come in depressed, but they leave in joy. They don't. They're not depressed when they leave through the sessions, you know, the mentoring.
Right.
And so they do get a lot of positive, you know, information over here and counseling and everything. And they try to let them know that they don't have to live in their hurt and their pain and their shame, but they can know that they can be forgiven and restored and healed. And I think that makes a difference in their lives.
Absolutely. And Sharon, as we're winding down now to the last 3 minutes or so of the show and this current series, which again I want to thank you for being a part of. It's been a true pleasure.
It's been for me too.
What do you hope that people take away from your work? I mean, no matter what it is, when they meet you, what do you want people to walk away thinking?
I just want them to be to see the love of Jesus in me and peace and joy, and to know that they can have a hope. They don't have to give up on life, but they can always know tomorrow can be a better day for them. And I think that my books would really help them and restore them and teach them how to walk by faith and not in fear.
Absolutely. And while we have the time, Sharon, why don't you tell everybody one more time the best ways to reach out to you, to find the books, your publisher. Let everyone know the best ways to contact you and find out more.
Okay. You can go through my publisher, www.glorybound.publishing.com. And there's a list of my books and everything. She has everything. My husband also has a book, Bulldog Faith. He's retired Marine. So it really, the Marines can really relate to any military, can do that. And then I also have them here in our home. If you ever want to contact us, go through, of course, the HisRadiantGlory.com, the website. And also email is HisRadiantGlory@AOL.com. And you should be able to reach me that way. And I really think there will be a great help to you.
Absolutely. And Sharon, you know, for anyone that is struggling, in a couple of words, I mean, what can you recommend for people?
Well, of course, I would recommend the books. No, they even build me up, you know, and I wrote them. But I would recommend that. I would recommend just trying to think on positive things and not get caught up in the negative news all the time, but think of the positive things, and it will keep you uplifted. And to know that you can live a happier life if you're not dwelling on the negative, but thinking on the positive.
Absolutely. And Sharon, again, I really want to thank you for coming on to the show with us. This has been a great series to work on, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon, and we'll touch base and see how everything's going for you, okay?
Thank you, Rob. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Well, everyone, please check out Sharon Moyer, His Radiant Glory. Check out her books. If you're in the Las Vegas area, if you're listening and you're in need, reach out to her because she can certainly help you out. Sharon, again, we want to thank you, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Rob. Good night.
All right. From everyone here at Radio, I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll see you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.